Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein, and you're listening to this on Wednesday, the 22nd of January 2020. I don't know why I've done that. I've never, ever done a day check. It's just utterly pointless. Who cares what day of the week is? They all merge into one. Anyway, what a podcast we've got coming your way. Oh, yes, we do. And it begins, of course, with the best show on national radio. That would be mine, the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday. Back tonight as well, by the way, after another busy night of Premier League games. From 10 p.m. taking your calls. More on that a bit later on. Here are last night's calls on the back of course, another busy night of Premier League matches.
Unbelievable here. Chelsea 2, Arsenal 2, and Arsenal suddenly have a second equaliser in the game, scored by Hector Bellerin. Down that right-hand side, he cut in on his left foot and swept the ball home.
The Moose is alongside the Arsenal manager. Moose, over to you.
Mikel, you must be absolutely thrilled with the way your team played tonight.
Yes, absolutely. To come into Chelsea's ground, to play with 10 men for such a long time, with the quality players that they have, is not easy at all. But it says a lot about the spirit of this team, what they are building together. It's up to them, how they want to live together, how they want to live their profession together. And I'm very proud of them.
I thought that David Luiz Senior could have been a yellow card. What did you think?
I watched it and from different angles. It looks a little bit different. It's what it is. The referee made a decision. VAR made the decision. Afterwards, we have to respect
that. Will you appeal it?
We will see. We'll see. The image is clear. We'll get advice from the club and see what is the best thing to do.
Two very good goals, Martinelli and then Hector Bellerin. I thought right backs only had a left foot for standing on.
I wasn't expecting that from Hector, so that's a plus. He's been training really well. He's been out for a long, long time. I think a year and one day ago, he did his cruciate. And he was so willing to play, you know, to play the first game here after such a long injury is not easy. And he's got that character.
I guess the only thing you really want to do now is turn some of these draws into wins.
Absolutely.
Well done tonight.
Thank you very much.
Mikel Arteta, the Arsenal manager, after their 2-2 draw here.
This is a long period for us this season where the story is the same. And we know it and we talk about it a lot and we work on it in training and we show the lads the thing. But when you go out there, if you're not going to take your chances, teams remain in the game. Arsenal, I think, had two chances today on target and they score.
Let's go to Mark. He's a Chelsea fan, 08717223344. Hello, Mark.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Hello, good, Mark. Very well. Off you go, pal. Thanks for holding.
I've just had a load of BS about basically, you know, that there's no leaders on the pitch, and that's not the reason that we drew this game tonight. It's the reason we drew this game tonight is down to management. I mean, you're 1-0 up. The opposition have 10 men on the pitch. You go in to halftime. Management has to tell you to play a certain way, and they didn't tell them to play that way. You make the pitch big. You make it so that basically that they do all the running, and that didn't happen. We kept pressing. That Martinelli goal should have never have happened. It shouldn't happen. Why have you got 1-2 defenders back there? It's ridiculous.
Absolutely incredible. The scoreline here is Everton 2, Newcastle United 2, and Newcastle have scored 2 goals in injury time, and the whistle blows, and Ancelotti can hardly believe it. Carlo Ancelotti distraught, the Everton fans distraught. Steve Bruce will be going with his hood up down the tunnel, I think, because that has been daylight robbery with a capital D, and Newcastle walk away with a point. Everton 2, Newcastle 2.
I said to my players, sometimes can happen. not frequently, because it's unusual to concede two goals in the last 2 minutes when the performance was really at the top, in my opinion, and I'm really pleased about the performance. And for this reason, I am disappointed, but I look forward for the next game, because if we are able to play like this, I think that most of the game we can win.
I have to say, we looked second best. We looked tired and jaded, which is understandable, because, as I said, you know, that's the fourth game, I think, in 9 days, and without the, you know, the advantage of rotating of four or five, and we've not been able to do with the problems we've had. So, all in all, with the problems we've got and people playing out of position, it just shows you with a bit of graft and a bit of hard work and a bit of honesty in the group, they're a delight. I mean, they've done it so many times this year now. There's a great spirit running through them, which you can't fault. We lack certain qualities in certain times, but you can't fault their effort and their endeavour, and they didn't give up, which was good to see.
Aston Villa 2, Watford 1. Drama personified in the last second. It was even, Stephen, but Villa broke. In the box was Mings, he went down. People were shouting for a penalty, but there was Konsa to smash the ball into the net. Tyrone Mings went down. They thought it was a penalty, but Konsa, top right hand, top pins. And what a big goal that is for Aston Villa. Aston Villa 2, Watford 1.
It's a massive, massive win for Villa today. You know, I was emotional at Wembley and they've just made me cry again. But first half was a bit shady, second half, amazing.
Was it just because you played a little bit further up the pitch? Or was it because Watford are very physical? Did they sort of impose themselves on you in the first half?
Yeah, they did. At the first half, they were amazing. They were all over us. They could have scored 3, 4, 5. But second half, they're time wasting. They deserve it. Pepe Reina, amazing. I wish he would sign for us, but obviously he's only on loan from AC Milan. But marvellous Mukamba, amazing. Grealish, where's Southgate? Was he there tonight?
So with Pepe Reina, obviously we know that Tom Heaton's a top goalkeeper, but does Pepe Reina just give you that bit of more sort of assurance and a little bit sort of more calmness?
Yeah, he does, because he's got experience, and like he shouts at the team. Like I sit in the north stand, so you could see him giving instructions to Mings. You know, he's been the vocal person tonight. Mings, he weren't that vocal, but Pepe Reina, he's been the vocalist man on that pitch tonight.
And there you go, a reminder that me and Jason Cundy, it was Perry last night, but Jason Cundy will be back alongside me. His massive head will be crammed somehow into the studio. We actually have to grease the side of the doors, not to get his ego in, that has to come in through the window, but he's got such a massive noggin. Or nuggin, what would it be? Nuggin or both? It's so big, it needs two descriptive terms. A noggin and a nuggin to get his massive heed in. Anyway, Jay and I are back tonight from 10 p.m. Now, on to Drive Time with the ginger fella with the loud shirts and Darren Bent. The wonderful Darren Bent was alongside him. And Darren Bent was alluding to the fact that it could be the end of the road. The end of the road for old Danny Rose at Spurs after he bust up with Jose Mourinho. That's weird, isn't it? Jose Mourinho not getting on with one of his players.
You know what? I always wondered if these two would butt heads when he first got the job, because Rosie's quite a fiery character. We know Mourinho as well. He doesn't mix his words. And I know Rosie has been out with injuries. You look at his record, I think he's only featured in one of the last four or five, and he's had injury problems. But I do wonder if Mourinho is trying to bed in Sessegnon at left back. Obviously, he's already got Tanganga, who's performing really well at right back, but I think he likes Sessegnon. He's just found that, is he better at left wing back or left back? So I do wonder. And obviously, if he's not played there, he's played for Tongan there. So I'm not quite sure that it's just about injuries. I think maybe Mourinho might not fancy him.
So there you go. That was Darren Bent's view. But what was Jose thinking? We don't have to wonder. This is what he's thinking.
My relationship with my players is good, and I left to play with my left to work with my group. Between me and Danny, no. I don't know what you mean by tension in the air. I don't have any problem with him.
And staying on the topics of bust-ups, this is Alan Brazil with his story of a big old bust-up. Probably went into his pub, his landlord was there, and he was like, "Morning, man! What's going on with all these..." I don't know what I'm doing, Geordie. He's not Geordie, is he, Alan Brazil? He's Scottish. I can't do Scottish. It'll have to be Geordie for this one. "What's going on with all me beers, man?" No, it's awful. Here's Alan Brazil telling the story about a bust-up between the wonderful goalkeeper Gary Bailey and Gord McQueen, the big old centre-half. "What's going on there, man?"
Man United against Forest. We were winning easy and we ended up drawing 3-3, I think it was. I might even got beat 3-2. It was something like that. And all kicked off.
The goalkeeper, wasn't it?
Yeah, who was a game as they come, Gary Bailey, honestly.
Gary Bailey, yeah.
But he what happened was, tell us about the first goal. Because they got back in it, we let them back in it, and Gary mentioned this and that. But what about the second goal? And and now tell us about the third goal, and Gary was about part explaining, and Ron said, big Ron it was, he said, so why didn't you come? And before he could answer, there's a Scottish voice said, because he's an effing coward, right? Yeah. With that, whoosh, Bailey's launched himself, and the boys have dived in. Mm. There's Big Gordon, right?
And this was half time.
End of the game.
Oh, the end of the game.
And Gordon flew across the dressing room floor, and we dived in, and poor old Gary, who's going for it, right? He's got, and because more people caught him than they caught Gordon, he was sort of, his head dipped a bit. Woof!
Yeah.
Oh, right foot volley. Oh, right in the side of the jaw.
Oh,
it was a belter. But he come back for more, and Gordon's trying to hit him with it.
What would happen after that happened now? How would training be? How would the coach own be?
You have to keep an eye on them because it could kick off again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did they shake hands in the end, or?
I wouldn't say shake hands, but you just move on, you move on, crikey.
Now, of course, Liverpool remain unbeaten in the Premier League at the moment. Come on, the Wolves, as they close in on a first ever Premier League title. First one ever, would you believe it? Now, on the Sports Breakfast Show yesterday morning, Alan Brazil asked the Arsenal invincible Ray Parlour this question, and he got the question from my show the night before. I'm not too sure if anyone's actually credited my show with that question, but we did it first, and Steve Nicol came on, and Jason called him an idiot. Anyway, in case you didn't already know that, and we got no credit whatsoever, here's Ray Parlour answering the question, which was, would you swap your unbeaten record for a Champions League medal? Or, in Alan's words, why, I would just swap it for a Champions League medal, man!
Ray, you were part of the famous invincible Arsenal team, but would you have swapped that record for a Champions League medal?
Yes, all day long. Trophies, you don't get a trophy coming unbeaten. I think Arsene Wenger did get a trophy because it was the first time being done in Premier League, but I'd rather have a Champions League medal because you know that would always be there. I'm sure every Liverpool fan wants to be in that final again in the Champions League and would sacrifice not going unbeaten.
Hello, Simon Jordan here. You're listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to Alan Brazil, and this is him on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Morning, man!
I've said before, and I listen to Ole, and I like him. I've got a feeling that United need a bigger name. I'm sorry. I don't want to dismiss him because...
No.
He clearly loves the club and the fans love him. They want him to do well.
I think Pochettino's always going to be in the background.
I think a big name round the corner is going to happen.
Stay with Ole Gunnar. Solskjaer responded to Gary Neville's criticism of Ed Woodward's poor recruitment over the last few seasons.
We've lost to Liverpool, a team that you all say are fantastic. And we've been in the game until the last kick of the ball. And for me, that strides forward. Of course, we're disappointed losing the game. We don't want to be behind them in the league. But there are signs there that we are on the right track, definitely. And for me, now is not the time to start talking about the recruitment. For me now, I think we're looking towards the next game against Burnley. Yeah, we're always looking to improve the squad. We're looking to improve the club. But for my mind, now is not the time, Gary, to start that discussion.
We can hear now from Katie Price's ex-husband, Simon Jordan, on Pep's comments about scrapping the League Cup. Well, I agree, actually. I mean, well, you don't need this competition load of rubbish. No one watches it anyway. Scrap the League Cup is what I say. Huh? What? League Cup next week on TalkSport. Is it? Love the League Cup. I think it's one of the best. Better than the FA Cup, in my opinion. We've got that as well. I just love cups. Absolutely love a cup.
It stinks because at the heart of a lot of challenges going on at this moment in time, we're seeing financial fair play, and we'll talk about it perhaps later on in the show. The Football League needs the Football League Cup. It needs it because revenues need to be generated outside of the Premier League. The only game in town isn't the Premier League. This is wrong. It's wrong that these clubs are allowed to talk down cup competitions because he knew what was involved when he came to manage a club in England. He's at the very top of the privilege pile when he can buy players left, right and centre. This is the Premier League. This stinks about the Premier League. It really does. It's wrong. The traditions of this game, we're talking about traditions at the heart of our game. We're complaining about stadiums being moved and people losing their values because they're moving to different stadiums. And you get somebody coming over here making a fortune out of our best club, or one of the best clubs in this country, talking about taking cup tournaments out, but they'll play in the World Club Championships. Mm-hmm. They'll play in the Champions League, and they'll bring about the ruination of English football by the de facto gateway into European Super Leagues. It stinks. It's wrong.
How would you describe his take on this then? Is it cynical about the League Cup?
I think it's cynical. I think it's wrong. I think it's self-motivated. It's self-interest. It's all about the Premier League. It's not all about the Premier League. I'm a capitalist at heart. I believe in meritocracy. But the only reason we have a Premier League is because of the strength of the football in this country, because of the pyramid. And you're killing it. The Premier League are killing it. And to have the arrogance, this is not about FA Cup replays. You're spot on about that. And people turn around and say, if there wasn't an FA Cup replay, Rashford wouldn't have done a second fracture of his back. He would have done. He'd have done it on Sunday against Liverpool, because that's what happens when you have stress fractures. It causes a weakness elsewhere. But by the same token, taking you out of a competition that you're undermining the fabric of what everyone else needs in this country, it isn't just about 20 clubs. It isn't. It's about the whole fabric. The reasons why financial fair play is biting so deep, where is it biting? There's no coincidence it's biting in the league nearest to the Premier League. Four clubs, Birmingham, Derby, Sheffield Wednesday, have all, and there's one other, I can't, it's escaping my mind at this moment in time, Queen's Park Rangers, have all been under the, and it's because of bad management, but it's also because it's impossible to run a bloody football club in this country outside of the Premier League because of the Premier League. And here comes Pep Guardiola with his latest little epiphany about how, and I would have thought he'd have been happy with the League Cup because it's probably the only thing they're going to win this season.
But also,
he wasn't slow to run on the pitch when they beat Arsenal in the final. He wasn't slow to run on the pitch when they beat Chelsea.
And let's not forget that we know that a lot of Premier League sides don't take the League Cup seriously. They use it as a chance to blood their youngsters. In that sense, it's a no-brainer for them because they're giving experience to their younger players. Yeah. So to just say we don't need a cup competition a la the League Cup, well, it is just about elitism at the end of the day and not thinking of the bigger picture.
They are all right, Jack. Yeah.
Do you have a problem with Guardiola's demeanour?
No.
When he speaks to the media?
No, I don't.
And the way he shoots from the hip with stuff like that?
No, I don't, because that's authenticity. It's his view. I don't agree with it, but he's entitled to his view. I didn't agree that the media put him on a spot about financial fair play with Man City. That was an unfortunate situation that he couldn't answer. But his demeanour at this moment in time is he's a perennial winner that's not winning. So his demeanour isn't absolutely as you'd want it to be. But I don't agree with his perspective. I didn't agree with it when he came over 3 years ago with certain outlooks and attitudes. I agree with his football philosophies because he's a brilliant coach. I know I don't agree with his principles about what's right for Man City. Fantastic, that's right for Man City, but it isn't all about Man City, or isn't all about Liverpool or Arsenal or Spurs or Manchester United. There is a whole group of clubs that actually, with a fan base that exceeds the fan base in the Premier League on a Saturday afternoon, that have just as much importance in this country as the Man Uniteds and Man Cities of the world.
Time to head back now for the second time. The second time the podcast. Blimey, we must be doing things right. And you can do things right as well. If you've got a Rage Yard diary, just make sure you always tick my name in it. Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. Don't really know how it works. I've never seen one. But if you've got one, just make sure it always says my name Monday to Thursday. Probably put Friday in, actually. Although Adam Catchell does that with the very clever title, Northern Quarter Sports Bar, which doesn't mean anything, does it? But anyway, if you could put that in Monday to Friday from 10, I'd very much appreciate it. Anyway, here are the best bits of my show. I was with Jerry Groves last night, 10 to 1, and this is you lot talking in it and on it. Well, let's speak to Jackie. We love Jackie. She's a Manchester City fan. Her team won 1-0 away thanks to a phenomenal ball from Kevin De Bruyne to find Aguero in the box. 1-0 away at Sheffield United. Hello, Jackie.
Oh, Andy, honest to God, I've had an absolute nightmare. Listen to what happened to me. Right, what? I got stuck in the toilet at Bramall Lane and it took 3 stewards to get me out.
How'd you get stuck in there, Jack?
Well, I don't know. I went to, obviously, I went in, I locked the door, and the door wouldn't open, and I was screaming and shouting to my friend, Simon, help, right? Anyway, he got the stewards, and they had to unlock the door. I don't know how they got me out. Oh, I was scared to death. I thought I'd be still there on Saturday.
Why was Simon in the ladies with you, Jackie?
No, Simon. No, he wasn't. Simon.
Is it unisex?
This should have been for the midnight train, this, you know.
How long were you stuck in there for, Jackie?
About 5 minutes, and I was screaming, help, help, and nobody could hear me. I'm like, oh, my God, I bet I was still in there on Saturday.
So is it after the game, before the game, or half-time?
After the game, Perry, when we was, like, when we was coming out.
Oh, that's all right. Anyway, I've seen the game.
Yeah, good.
Can we please get on to the performance?
I thought you were going to link City's performance to toilet. I thought that's what you were trying not to do. 026, who's 026?
Might be me. Don't know my number.
Yeah, that's you. Do you know your name?
Yeah, my name's Slobodan.
Hello, Slobodan.
Hello.
You all right? Do you know where you live?
Yeah.
Do you know your house number?
Ain't getting that. I've been wanting to call for ages, but my other phone don't get through for some reason. It's a dodgy contract. Anyway, I just wondered if either you lot or any of the listeners had ever tried, you know, when you're going to, like, the toilet.
Yeah, I mean, so far, I know exactly what
get
you're talking about.
Get ready to dump, Roof.
You've all been to the toilet, right?
Hold on, let me just check. Has everyone here at one time in their life been to the toilet? Yep, we have.
Sure. So, when you're going for a number two, have you ever tried doing it the other way, facing the other way?
What, like climbing on as if it's a saddle?
Yeah, just sitting on it, putting your...
What, I'm cuddling the cistern?
Yeah, you put your crossed arms on to the top of the cistern. Oh, it works great if you... It's a game changer.
Is it really?
You've got a little window, like,
yeah,
at the back, your little view. Trust me, try it. It's great. You have to take your trousers and pants off, though.
Yeah, obviously. Okay.
Thing is, it could be quite dangerous if you had a few sherbets, couldn't you? And you thought, I'll just have a little snooze. If you like, lean forward on the cistern.
Not a bad thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Is that how you go now all the time?
Well, yeah, every time. Since I tried it the first time, it's a full-on game changer. Try it, but you've never done it.
You know? So you could look, do...
Can I just point out, sorry, you know it's not good for you to spend more time on the toilet than you need to? You know it's not good for you?
Yeah, it's a quick in and out, but...
Okay.
I don't do it every time, but, you know...
You could use it as a reverse bidet as well, couldn't you, I suppose, couldn't you?
if I've got no kegs on...
Yeah.
I always go... And you don't have to. You don't waste any time turning around, but you just go straight on.
Yeah, but you got to take your...
Cross your arms.
Your strides and your trousers off and then put them back on again.
That's a lot of time wasting.
No, but, you know, if you get up in the morning, you've got no kegs on.
Oh, you just go straight in, sit down,
cross your arms.
You mean your first ablution you're talking about? The first ablution of the day?
Or the last, whenever, or any last time of the day, you've got no any trousers time. On.
Okay, all right. Thanks for that. Perry, you going to give that a go?
No. Well, I think my... my derriere is probably a little bit too big to get on and do it reverse way.
That's it for another podcasting thing. Good work, everyone. Good work. Another TalkSport Daily podcast done and dusted. A reminder, of course, if you've not done so already, make sure you subscribe via Acast, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I know you know. I'm just telling you. I've got to read out stuff that's on a bit of paper in front of me. So I know you know, just in case you're listening for the first time and you're thinking, I love this stuff. I love it. Where can I get more? Well, there you go. I've just told you. So you'd be stupid now if you didn't get it. A reminder that tonight, That's Wednesday from 7 p.m. We have Around the Grounds, called that because we go around the grounds with Hugh Woozencroft. He presents from the new White Hart Lane, or White Hart Lane, just call it White Hart Lane, it's in the same place. White Hart Lane, all right? Spurs against Norwich. David Connolly is at Leicester against West Ham. And the wonderful Mickey Michael Gray, of course, who missed that penalty to stop his team going into the Premier League.
Michael Gray, born in Sunderland. And it just saved it! And Charlton are promoted!
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. He's at Manchester United. Go on, United! Against Burnley. And then, obviously, we take calls, me and Cundy, from 10 p.m. tonight on The Sports Bar. That's it. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.